Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, June 3rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Today marks the 100th day of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Russian military has reportedly limited the scope of the war and their ambitions as fierce fighting continues in Severodonetsk and Russian artillery continues to destroy civilian infrastructure across the Donbas region. According to military analysts, Ukrainians are now fighting against enemy fatigue. The outcome of the conflict may be determined by the resources of both sides, the morale of the defenders, and heavy equipment from the West. In a video address to the Parliament of Luxembourg yesterday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Russia now occupies an estimated 20% of Ukraine. The front line, he continued, stretches over 1,000 kilometers, or over 600 miles. Zelensky expressed his gratitude for all the help received, but emphasized that military support must increase if Ukraine is to defeat Russia. Author and Nobel laureate Olga Tokarczuk was honored on Wednesday with an honorary doctorate from the University of Wrocław, the university's highest distinction. In her acceptance speech, Tokarczuk emphasized that the war in Ukraine is also our war, one that is being fought not only for humanity, but for freedom, for a sense of security, and for the right of all Ukrainians to joy and a life of dignity. She went on to pay tribute to the courage of the Ukrainian people, reminding listeners that we must not forget how bravely and heroically, the Ukrainian people are defending themselves against the inhumane actions of the Russian army. Tokarczuk was awarded the 2018 Nobel Prize for Literature and the translation of her novel Bieguny, or Flights, translated by Jennifer Croft, won the 2018 Man Booker International Prize. Her other well-known works include Primeval and Other Times, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, and The Books of Jacob. Britain on Thursday kicked off 4 days of festivities to mark Queen Elizabeth II's unprecedented 70 years on the throne. On February 6th, Queen Elizabeth II became the first British monarch to celebrate 7 decades of wearing the crown, making her the 3rd longest reigning monarch in world history. Her historic Platinum Jubilee will bring thousands of Brits together in celebration, particularly on Sunday, when millions of people in the UK and abroad will take part in thousands of planned big Jubilee lunches. More information can be found on the official website at platinumjubilee.gov.uk. Ukrainian football fans are celebrating after a surprise 3-1 win over Scotland in the World Cup qualifiers on Wednesday. Ukraine is now 1 match away from qualifying for its 2nd World Cup ever, a significant morale boost for a country ravaged by 4 months of brutal warfare and occupation. "We want to go to the World Cup to give these incredible emotions to the people," explained midfielder Oleksandr Zinchenko. "Ukrainians deserve it so much at this moment." Ukraine's next match in the qualifiers will be against Wales on Sunday at 6 p.m. Tennis phenom Iga Świątek is 1 match away from winning the French Open after advancing to the finals with a 6-2, 6-1 win yesterday against Daria Kasatkina of Russia. The Polish world number one, who celebrated her 21st birthday earlier this week, extended her winning streak this season to 34 matches. According to reports in Reuters, Świątek played the match with a ribbon in the colors of the Ukrainian flag pinned to her trademark white baseball cap. She will face off against American Coco Gauff in the championship match tomorrow at 6 p.m. The Gheorghe Maiboroda National Honored Bandura Band of Ukraine continues its charity concert tour in Poland with a stop in Gdańsk tonight. The traditional folk ensemble has concerts planned in some 19 Polish cities with the goal of raising funds to support Ukrainian culture. Tonight's concert will be held at St. Bartholomew's Church in Stare Miasto, Gdańsk, starting at 6 p.m. Admission to the concert is free. Charitable donations will be collected during the performance.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and warm, with very little chance of rain showers and a light breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 20 degrees centigrade or 68 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly cooler weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for sunny skies and warmer weather on Sunday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.